The University of Illinois Press has recently published the fifth edition of Benjamin Rader's Baseball, A History of America's Game. First published in 1992, it has become one of baseball's most critically acclaimed and popular histories. Now in its fifth edition, Rader's Baseball keeps getting better and better. In his preface to the fifth edition, Rader writes that his aim has remained the same in each edition, to offer an entertaining and insightful account of the game's history from both inside and outside the foul lines. The advantage for Rader of a new edition is that besides the opportunity to make corrections, he has been able to add the latest baseball research. In 2001, the University of Illinois Press published my Extra Innings Writing on Baseball. In the chapter on modern baseball history, I singled out Benjamin Rader's history as one of the game's best. I praised the book for its recognition of earlier baseball histories and the way Rader's book reflects and advances those histories. Rader's narrative strategy balances baseball's epic history, filled with legendary heroes and events, with its broader social and cultural history. Over the years, baseball inside the foul lines has been the stuff of dreams, but outside the foul lines, the business of baseball has often turned the dream into a nightmare. Rader enriches his balanced narrative by beginning each chapter with a dramatic event in baseball's history that had a major impact on the game, but also reflected the dramatic events in America taking place at that time. In The Big Fix, his chapter on the 1919 Black Sox scandal, he places a scandal within the broader context of the Red Scare and the 1920 presidential election of Warren Harding, who was surrounded by his own cloud of scandal and corruption when he died in office in 1923. Subsequent chapters on An Age of Dynasties, Baseball's Great Experiment, and The Last Days of the Old Game all begin with dramatic moments. Grover Cleveland Alexander's strikeout of Tony Lazzari to preserve the Cardinals' win in the 1926 World Series, their first in team history. Jackie Robinson's August 28, 1945 meeting with Branch Rickey, when Rickey warned Robinson of the verbal abuse and physical threats he was going to face if he played for the Dodgers, and the Yankees' Don Larsen's perfect game against the Dodgers in the 1956 World Series, the last ever played in New York City between the two great dynastic rivals in the post-World War II era. In the last chapter of the first edition, Rader focused on baseball's financial problems and labor troubles, including the ordeal over free agency. In the fifth edition, he's able to extend his view of baseball's struggles to include several player strikes and owner lockouts, including the loss of the 1994 World Series.
It's not pretty. Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. He was talking about the 73 Mets. Now Yogi could say, this one's definitely over. The World Series has been played on in the midst of two world wars, in the midst of the Depression era, but now in 1994, in the midst of the greed era in Major League Baseball, no World Series, no more baseball this year.
Former baseball commissioner Bud Selig once said, canceling the 1994 World Series broke my heart. It was painful. The same with the steroid thing. That steroid thing came shortly after Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa electrified baseball by shattering baseball's home run record. When a physically altered Barry Bonds eclipsed Mark McGwire's home run record, the growing suspicion that players were using performance-enhancing drugs became undeniable. The steroid era became the worst stain on baseball since the 1919 World Series fix. Baseball by the Numbers, the last chapter in Rader's fifth edition, is one of his history's most insightful. His view of the impact of analytics and its three true outcomes, a batter hits a home run, walks, or strikes out, raises the issue of whether or not the game has been damaged by its reliance on computer printouts. But at the end, he hopes that Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson was right when he observed, "We've tried and tried to ruin this game. and we just can't do it. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.